dressed in white caps, aprons, jackets, black checked pants with black clogs, a very diverse group of students, ages 18 to 50. Chop, mince, crush, and saute today's class assignment, stir-fry beef with yellow bell peppers and black bean sauce served over rice with steamed buns. Roaming between the stainless steel counters and hot stoves is Chef Tuesday Eastlack. She's dressed in black, her silvery cropped hair framing a big smile. Professional chefs are notoriously fussy and grumpy. She's the opposite. She encourages and coaxes students.
It's a little sweet. Sweeter than...
It's that cinnamon, I think. It's the cinnamon in the five spice. And that star anise. Look at your knife skills. Very much improved. You consider yourself a cook now?
Yeah.
Only dedicated students of cooking should register for this class.
It's a two-year program. This class, meeting here this morning, is an introduction to food preparation and theory class. So they're really just getting their feet wet in the art of cuisine. Just the basics. However, this is the tail end of the fall semester, and we have accomplished a great deal together.
Together, they learn the fundamentals of food safety, cleanliness, kitchen tools, cutlery, as they try their hand at Thai, French, German, Italian, Indian, Asian, as well as American cuisine. This place used to dispense trays filled with Jell-O, boxed mashed potatoes, and other hospital fare. But when St. Mary's moved to a new facility west of here, the Center for Nonprofits took possession. And thanks to the Harvey and Bernice Jones Trust, 700 people working for a dozen medical advocacy and service organizations and agencies settled in, along with this cooking college. And some of the students also operate a retail cafe here at the center, located in the spacious lobby. Today's special is turkey chili with cream of spinach soup.
We feature a blue plate special every day for $3.50. And everyone loves it and they appreciate it. The nurses in the clinic and all of the 700 plus workers in the building rush down for their lunch hour and they know they can get fresh cooked meal made this morning by students using delicious tried and true recipes for $3.50 or soup for $1 a cup and $2 a bowl. So it's economical, it's fresh, it's good, and we are getting busy.
As she talks to us, Chef Tuesday eyes her students puzzling over their assigned recipes.
Alejandra has her mise en place completely set up the way it makes sense to her. She has all of her ingredients and all of her equipment, all of her spices gathered all around her, and that's what we teach here. We teach the basics. Mise en place is a French culinary term meaning everything in its place. So we gather all of our equipment as well as all of our ingredients for every dish.
Cooking with fresh ingredients from scratch is really complex. For example, how much cornstarch do you add to create a savory brown sauce? And do you peel that weird-looking root before chopping it? And what are those star-shaped chunks of spice?
And the beginning of class, we get together and we discuss theory. We talk about Asian cuisines, and specifically today, Chinese cuisine. And then we go over each recipe, and if they have any questions about wok cooking or making a steam bun, they ask at that point. And then we come to the kitchen, and they do all of their mise en place. Each student has a recipe that feeds 2 to 4 people, and they make the food, they eat the food, they try each other's food, they critique the food, they try and understand the food, and then what's left, they take home.
One of the older students, Robbie, was a maintenance worker for 30 years, but with an associate's degree in culinary arts in his back pocket, he hopes to open his own business.
I hope to open my own bakery. Actually, a specialty bread shop is what I'm thinking.
My name is Brenda, and I have been in the restaurant business for over 20 years. And so I want to open up my own restaurant eventually.
Scott Sarin is a baker as well, and he's an intern for the cafe.
And why I'm here? Well, I originally wanted to open my own bakery.
Eric Gann runs the cafe, and he graduates in just a few weeks with a degree in pastry and baking.
I'm hoping to work at Disney. I've applied a couple times, And I've had an interview.
In an adjacent tiled room, a student tears parchment paper into squares for the steam buns.
My name is Bernardo Martinez. I'm from Salinas, California. And I previously was going to school to be a geologist, so I went ahead and tried something that I actually liked, which is cooking.
Now Bernardo's following his passion. This space is also a classroom, half filled with stainless steel tables, covered with backpacks, jackets, and cell phones. Students must bring their own cutlery and uniforms. A whiteboard up front is scrawled with notes. Students meet for instruction here before launching into the kitchen at 8 a.m. A large Hobart mixer, racks of stainless steel baking trays, rows of tabletop mixers, stacks of dishes all line the walls. It is a perfect space for a cooking college, Chef Tuesday.
This program, I first became affiliated with the culinary arts program at Fayetteville High School's West Campus. And Principal Lee Haight there at the time recruited me out of industry to come and help teach part-time the culinary program. At that time, they were just beginning a program called ProStart, which is sponsored by the National Restaurant Association's Education Foundation. And it's a culinary and hospitality management competition program that they have. And so I really got interested in that. And then Northwest Arkansas Community College took over that program. This space became available, and we no longer taught at the Regional Technology Center at West Campus. Everything was moved up here. And so now the students are predominantly Benton and Washington County students, with some from Madison County and also Oklahoma, and even a student or two from Missouri. But last semester, our enrollment grew by 90% in our culinary hospitality program. And so we are really needing some space. The room you first entered in with the jarred peppers is going to be renovated into a second kitchen, much like the students are using right now, while we're closed during the holiday.
Good thing this class is really popular. Registration for the spring semester closed just after 2 hours. Chef Tuesday teaches 30 students enrolled across 5-hour classes held 3 times a week, one during the day, this one, another in the evening, and a third advanced contemporary cuisine class on Saturdays.
How to develop a kitchen brigade and run things like you would in a kitchen. And last week we had a great showing and a tremendous success where everyone cheered at the end of the class because it was just like being in a real kitchen, lots of stress, lots of tables, and everything went well.
An East Coast native, Tuesday Eastlack first trained as a sous chef with Samuel Peterson at the St. Charles Hotel in New Orleans, then worked with Chef Michel Dupreux at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City, then French chef Christiane Finance at La Mirabella on the Upper West Side. She later managed her own kitchens in Key Largo, Florida, and then served as executive chef back in New Orleans for a while at the Plaza Towers. She's appeared on television and radio and written up in magazines and newspapers.
Being a trained chef and working, 30 years as an executive chef, I've learned to work the kitchen like most people would think of working in an orchestra. All these sections going, and I can hear and I can smell what is going on, what needs attention, and until it all comes together, just like an orchestra. And when the curtain goes up, the show must go on no matter what.
Graduates of the culinary arts program are now working as sous and executive chefs, bakers, restaurant managers, and owners, while some continue on to a 4-year college career. The semester's just about over, but to celebrate, Chef Tuesday's culinary arts students are preparing a 5-course German feast. The public's invited, and they'll be served cheese-filled bread, spinach beef pasta squares, sauerbraten with bread dumplings, peach with lingonberry and red cabbage, and apple dumplings with cinnamon parfait. The cost? $15. Guten Appetit. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.